Welcome to the Black College Sports and Education Foundation Weekly Podcast, where we equip students, athletes, their families, and supporters with vital tools and information that will impact their decisions on educational opportunities and careers. Tune in every Thursday night at 7 Eastern Standard Time as we host prominent guests from a variety of backgrounds, such as education, sports, medicine, and the corporate world. Remember, the Black College Sports and Education Foundation is your one-stop resource center. Now here's your host, Gil McGregor.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our podcast. Now, you know, in the podcast in the past, we've been talking about Black college legends. We talked with the great Willis Reed. We're fortunate to have on our show Mr. Sam Jones, and we talk about legends. And legends, sometimes when you hear that word, you only think about people from the past. Today, though, we're going in a little bit different direction. We're talking about a legend that's in the making. We're talking about a legend who is around right now. We're talking about a coaching tree that has been established at Johnson C. Smith University that is branching out farther than that. And we are pleased and we are honored to have as our guest today, coach and athletic director, Steve Joyner. Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Gil. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had the time to be with us. And talking about you as a coach, I was telling someone I know you when you were a high school player.
That's right.
Because we were in Winston-Salem during the same time.
Yeah. This is a relationship now that expands 40 years. Because I remember
you're telling your age and mine too.
I'm going to do it, but I remember your collegiate days at Wake Forest and the relationships that we established then.
They were great.
They were great.
Now, I didn't know at that time you had coaching in your mind or in your heart. When did the coaching bug bite Steve Joyner?
Well, interesting enough, because of my older brother, Ray, my brother Buck, and I wanted to be like Ray. Ray was an outstanding high school basketball player at Winston-Salem Atkins. We always cared about athletics. But when I think about it, Gil, I think it goes back to my dad, because my dad had an old green four-panel pickup truck that he would pick up all the neighborhood kids, and he would take us to all the high school games around the city and over at Winston-Salem State. And so athletics was always a part of our lives, and I think a lot of it had to do with my dad.
Well, you talk about Winston-Salem, and I want to throw this out there. Some people call it Legacy High School, but Atkins High School, state champions, you were part of that team. Also with an ex-teammate of mine, Willie Griffin, talk about that state championship basketball team and who that coach was and how that might have influenced you in coaching.
That was a very unique experience that probably started out when we were in middle school. Amazing enough, back in those days, the middle schools were connected to the high schools and they collaborated and interacted with each other on the student-athletes and tried to prepare them for the next grade up, but certainly from middle school to high school. So when we got to Atkins, we were on a path that would produce that state championship team. And a young coach by the name of Bob Moore came to town with a new way of playing, running, gunning, and pressing. And we all enjoyed that. And they produced a two-year team that was 43-3 in 2 years and
undefeated
our senior year.
And from there, you chose to be a Golden Bull?
I really think Bob Moore sent Cecil Bradshaw to C. Smith University because, you know, once again, it was always a network. Somebody knew somebody, and somebody was trying to help somebody else. And Bob Moore's brother-in-law, Joe Austin, had become the head coach at Johnson C. Smith University. And they both kind of convinced Cecil Bradshaw and I to attend Smith.
Now, once you get to Johnson C. Smith, what did you study, and how about that education? Because I know Johnson C. Smith, as far as the education of a school, was second to none.
Smith has an outstanding academic reputation, certainly like many schools around the country, but certainly there were some guys down there, too, that I knew. Squirrel Jordan, Jimmy Ewers, our good friend Tom Baldwin, all that crowd was there at Johnson C. Smith and doing well. And so it was easy for me to come to Johnson C. Smith with them being there. But I studied health and physical education with a minor in education while I was at Johnson C. Smith. And then later on, after completing that, went on to Virginia State University and got a master's in guidance and counseling.
Okay. Now, what brought you back to the university, particularly as it relates to the coaching part of it?
Once again, it's that networking. Bob Moore. Bob Moore has been a significant figure in my life. Actually, I first met Bob Moore when I was in the sixth grade, and we were playing tower tag football at that time, and he was the coach. He remained in Winston for only maybe a year or so, went on to Miami, Florida on the high school ranks, and returned to Winston-Salem my junior year up in Winston-Salem and became the head men's basketball coach. After completing my degree at Smith, Coach Moore became the head coach at Virginia Union University, picked me up the day I graduated, put me in the car, and took me to Richmond, Virginia with him and made me his assistant coach.
Okay. He knew you wanted to coach.
Yeah.
When you got back to Johnson C. Smith, how did that happen? What brought you home?
Once again, Bob Moore brought me home. Bob Moore left Virginia Union, became the head coach at Johnson C. Smith University. And he again brought me back to Charlotte, back to Smith, and again as his assistant coach. So he's been a very impactful person in my life from the sixth grade on. It's something that he knew that I wanted to coach. He felt that I could excel and do all right in coaching. Every step of the way, he's made an opportunity for me to do so.
And I guess he knew what he was talking about, because what's your total number of victories now as a head coach?
We're right at 540 wins as a head men's basketball coach, but I also have 82 wins as a head women's basketball coach here at Johnson C. Smith, which I did before, coach women's basketball before becoming head men's, and I'm very, very proud of those 82 wins as well.
All right. Now, your coaching career is surrounded by other folks whose last name is Joyner. Tell us about the other Joyners that have to do with you and coaching, yours and theirs.
Well, I'll tell you, my brother Buck and I were very, very close. We were actually 15 months apart in regards to birth, but we always made a pact very early in our life that if one of us became a head coach, the other would bring the other one along. And so certainly that happened for me here at Johnson C. Smith. I became the head men's basketball coach in 1987. And Buck was in the Virgin Islands working, and I sent for him to come for an interview, but I only sent him a one-way ticket. So after I got in here, he asked me about his ticket to go home, and he would think about it. I said, no, you're going to live up to the agreement.
Well, that's one way of deciding who's going to be the coach. Huh?
So he always tells a story that he left paradise to come work for me.
Well, there's another Steve Joyner that's coaching too, right?
Yeah, Steve Jr. came along, and Gil, we were just talking about you the other day when I told him I was going to be on the podcast, and he says, I remember 1992. In the early 90s, we had a very successful basketball camp here, as you very well know of, and two people always came to kick off or be a part of our camp. One was Wally Jones, who played for the Philadelphia 76ers, and the other was Gil McGregor. And so we just sat back and reminisced about how you would come to camp, motivate the young people, and talk about your experiences in basketball. So it was a good time reminiscing about that.
Well, I do appreciate that. I tell you what I remember. I remember one night the opponent was Fayetteville State.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was less than 2 seconds left on the clock in regulation. Mm-hmm. They got an inbounds pass and took them about 8 seconds before they scored.
8 real seconds.
And that was an overtime game. You remember that?
I remember that very well. That was the 2001 championship game, the first ever championship game won by Johnson C. Smith University, and certainly the first in my career. What I remember a lot more about that was you came and gave us a send-off speech to that tournament. We were leaving on a Wednesday for the tournament. You said, what time you want me over there? And I think it was about 12 or 1 o'clock in the day. And you came over and you talked to the guys and motivated us very, very well. And we kind of pridefully strutted out that gym and got on the bus and went to Raleigh to win that tournament and made it all the way to the championship game. And We were struggling a little bit in that game, and at halftime, somehow or another, our door swung open to our locker room. Who was standing there but Gil McGregor and Tom Baldwin? And again, you guys stuck your head in there, and the last thing you said to us was, get it done. Go get it done. And we took out of that locker room and went at Fayetteville State, a little bit tougher the second half, ended up playing overtime and winning the game in overtime. So those are good, memorable times.
Well, I just remember the fact that you run a good ship. I remember the camps. My son had a chance to come and play and get more involved with loving the game. I've seen you as an athletic director, and I know that all the skills and all of the responsibilities you have as an athletic director, but I also know of you as a coach. And I know that you have an assistant coach that was a good friend of mine, Mark Sherrill. I mean, known him for years, and now he's a head coach. Now, where's Mark coaching, and how is he doing?
Mark's doing well. Mark is coming up on his second year at Fort Valley State University in Georgia. He's extremely excited about the opportunity. He's had an outstanding recruiting year, so he's looking forward to building that team. Interesting enough, we're now sharing conversations about the similarities to building our program, Ian Smith, to building his program. So I'm excited what's going on with Mark. He's going to do an outstanding job.
Well, I find that really interesting, too, because you said it's connections and you talk about relationships. What happens when you face somebody with either your last name or somebody who coached under you? How do you handle that?
It's always difficult to play against somebody who you've coached, but I think you saw a little bit of that Central Florida and Duke game in the playoffs. It was Dawkins against his old former coach, Krzyzewski. But at the same time, it was an interesting moment that they had at the end. I knew Coach K was extremely proud of how Johnny's team played, even though he didn't win the game, but how they played, how hard they played, and how far they had come. So that's what it's all about. You're wishing for growth and development, because we certainly believe that growth and development begins at birth and ends at death. And so, therefore, we must continue to grow.
You know, you talk about building programs, and with building programs, you're building character, and you're building character in young people. Some of your experiences as AD slash head coach or head coach slash AD, I don't know which one we put first, but as it relates to your program at Johnson C. Smith, some of the things that you're most proud of.
Well, winning is something that's always important, but sometimes it's how you play the game. And I can remember in the 90s when we played UNC Charlotte in a couple of ball games. Jeff Mullins was an outstanding coach over there at UNC Charlotte and decided that he wanted to give us an opportunity to play his team. And the first time we played them, they beat us by 25 points. We had a very, very young basketball team. A couple of years later, we played them again, and they beat us on a last-second shot in overtime. But it was important to see the growth and development of our program and our young people from that initial point to the second time that we played. And so it's always good for me to see young people progress through, go on, get their degrees, raise their families, you know, things of that nature. Those are the most important moments and highlights of any coach's career.
When we talk about HBCUs, Coach Jonah, it seems like that people are concerned, and rightly so, that some schools are closing their doors and some opportunities for young people may be lost. Talk about what's happening at Johnson C. Smith University and the opportunities that young people have to come to Johnson C. Smith University as a student or student athlete.
Well, I think it's important that we have educational environments that fit the needs of a wide variety of young people. There's no one-size-fit-all college or university for everybody. So therefore, I think we need private colleges. I think we need public colleges. I think we need large, medium, small-sized colleges. Colleges that emphasize maybe a different subject matter more so than the other. And I think Johnson C. Smith is certainly one of those particular institutions. If you're looking for an academically aggressive, small college environment, then certainly we're the place for you. You're certainly going to be known as a person and not a number. People are going to reach out to help you. And I'm certainly a lot of other colleges do that as well. But certainly right now, I'm talking about Johnson C. Smith University, which has an impeccable academic reputation and a reputation for caring about its students.
You know, I guess when we're looking at some of the historic athletic feats of the university, and I think of Johnson C. Smith University's basketball program because of our relationship and all the years that, as you pointed out, 40, that we've been hanging out together and knowing each other. But I also saw tennis and other sports that the school has excelled in. Touch on that with your AD hat.
Well, tennis has certainly been one of the most successful sports that we've ever had here at the university. They have well over, I think it's 15 or 16 CIAA Conference Championships. Another notable young man that played on that team was Jimmy Ewers. Jimmy Ewers went on to get his doctorate degree in education and has done very, very well and certainly became one of the most outstanding tennis players to come through Johnson C. Smith University. Then there was always Curly Neal and Twiggy Saunders, who played with the Globetrotters. Smith is also proud of having played the first historical black college football game in the United States of America back in 1892 against Livingstone College. We were the first two HBCU teams to try football in the United States. So we're excited about every bit of that.
Coach Joyner, Steve, if you don't mind me saying it, we thank you so much for taking your time to talk about your program, to talk about the roots of your program, how they're expanding out through family and through assistant coaches, for you bringing us some more history about Johnson C. Smith and about the way you're running your program. Now, we are trying to see if there are ways that we can reach out and be a part of the continued growth and success of HBCUs. And so we want to thank you for being a part of that. If there's anything you want to tell people, any place you want them to contact you about your camps or about J.C. Smith University, give them a shout-out right now before we say goodbye.
Well, I would say this. Colleges and universities around the country are deserving and in need of all the support that they can get, and certainly our HBCUs have their special needs as well. Certainly, we would like for you to become more familiar with Johnson C. Smith University. You can go to www.jcsu.edu and certainly contact us, visit with us on the web, and if you're in town, please stop by. I'd be happy to show you around.
Steve Joyner, athletic director / head men's basketball coach at Johnson C. Smith University. Oh, and by the way, my friend, Coach, thank you so much for your time. And we hope all of you have enjoyed this podcast. And I'm your host, Gil McGregor. You join us next week. We got some more information, more entertainment, more insights for you. Thank you so very much, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. For more information about us, please visit our website at www.bcsportsfoundation.com. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HBCU4Life. That's HBCU, the number 4, life. To be a potential guest on our podcast, contact Ed J. Hayes at ed.j.hayes@gmail.com. Tune in next week for another amazing show.